Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
So we've been exploring Grand Rising this year. That sense of, it's something marvelous happening in and through and around us, and it feels so, sometimes marvelous. Sometimes, oh my goodness. And there's this part of us inside that is going, really? Do we have to? Really? Yeah, honey, we do. We do. It's okay. I'm here. We're good. If we push and drive and strive, we're actually injuring ourselves and we're not contributing to much of anything else. If we can learn to allow and embrace, I love that song, thank you so much for doing that, appreciate that, what is unfolding in us and around us and through us, and simply relax into it, breathe into it, and feel that unfolding as this marvelous discovery, this marvelous opening, this smoothing, and this gentling. Now, I have to say, when I was handed the packet for today, I really had to work to find where my topic was, because it was coming at it from this angle that didn't feel quite right, but I found this one, and this feels so right. To be gentle with ourselves and with each other. And that comes with breathing, breathing that gentleness. Now, there is a concept working with animals called gentling. I found a marvelous video by the HANA Pet Center, H-A-N-N-A-H, where this behavioral veterinarian shows us how to be with puppies in such a gentle way that they know we're in charge and feel totally safe and loved, so that when they're two or three, they're very comfortable and gentle beings. Gentling. Yeah. And some of you, I'm sure, saw the Robert Redford film, The Horse Whisperer, right? Now, I love synchronicities. I had a lunch with my daughter yesterday, the one who does butterfly soup. That's always a treat. You might take a look at that book. But she was saying that she is helping someone out who has taken on a Mustang. A woman with her own ranch has taken on this Mustang, and she is gentling this Mustang, not breaking it. We have been taught you have to break something that is acting wild, right? When my other daughter started having children, which she did not anticipate, she's an MD and she has a rather full life, but she chose to, you know, allow this to happen, and it did happen, and she realized that if she could recognize that if the child is acting out, it's because there's something frustrating, upsetting going on in the child, and if she could focus on finding the way to unfold and unpack that, they never had to break the wild one, right? And she is one of the most loving, gentle mothers I have ever seen in my life. It's beautiful to watch. The first time I ever saw anyone doing that was not, sadly, in my own life, but it was on TV. Remember 13 and counting, 15 and counting, 18 and counting? There was this family where this woman kept having these babies. And there was a scene one time where there were all 15, 18, I don't remember when it was in the process, getting onto a bus, and one of the toddlers was having a hard time. And the mom got down, and she said, "What's up? How can we help?" And I went, wow. With all of those kids and all of that traffic and all of those issues, she was able to be there, eye to eye, with that troubled toddler. Woo! And then I saw the current Princess of Wales doing the same thing with her own kids, yeah? We can be gentle with our child selves and the children around us. And it is far more effective than pushing, driving, striving, and braking. Far more effective. Gentling, breathing gentleness. Now, that in our culture, being gentle, that's not macho. But really, it takes a lot of strength to be gentle in the presence of a wild Mustang, right? Or of a kid with a tantrum. By the way, if you're ever stuck with a kid with a tantrum, pick him up and carry him and step into the shower. The water just undoes it. You're all soaked, but the dryer will take care of that. Gentleness, yeah. It takes courage, it takes strength. It is a quality of fathering. There's this marvelous song by the duo Devotion. You know, we are the fathers with a gentle hand. Gentle, yes. So we breathe into the moment and we know that we are strong enough to be fully present with this being, this soul, this spirit that for the moment doesn't realize how loved and loving and safe and secure this world really is. And as Albert Einstein said, that's the most important question, right? Is this a friendly universe? Can I be safe and secure? And we know the answer is yes, right? Absolutely, because it is all one. It is the one that is good. It is the one that is spirit, the one that is love and wisdom and beauty and perfection in all its amazing imperfect ways. Yes, we know that. So can we imagine, once we learn to be gentle with ourselves, yeah, it's really okay. To be gentle with each other. And when our buttons get pushed, realize they're not doing it to us. And we don't have to correct them. We can allow. Something in me just got triggered. It's okay. We'll deal with it later. Gently. Lovingly. My students are aware that I have a program that I use, and some of you have heard it several times. I am gentle with myself when what I choose is three E's. It is effortless to make myself do it. Ah, yes, I think I'll just do that now. It is enjoyable while I am doing it. And when it's done, I am energized, not drained. That is what is mine to do. Effortless, enjoyable, energizing. And what I have learned is that I am far more effective when I choose from that place. I do far more things than I ever could do when I was pushing, driving, striving. I mean, some people are kind of amazed at what I get done, right? Because each moment, I'm choosing that which is easy, effortless to shift into, what I can enjoy in this moment. And enjoy is an active verb, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like love is an active verb, right? And then I am energized and ready to go on to the next 3E's thing. And one of my joys of this past week is one of my students was connecting with me, and this was taxes week for her, and she says, I can't believe it. The 3E's works. It's done. And I said, you can believe it because you experienced it. We experience what we believe, right? Yes, effortless, enjoyable, energizing. And so I went online, you know, I try to get a little bit of research done when I do these things, and I looked up the word gentling, and there's a whole bunch of synonyms, and I think you'll enjoy these this list of words. A synonym for gentling is comforting, calming, soothing, pleasing, pacifying, quieting, satisfying, delighting, contenting, gratifying, and gladdening. So when we are gentling ourselves and the people around us, all these things come up. Isn't that cool? Yeah. And we may experience it more in one area than another at any given time. But ultimately, the Course in Miracles is quite clear. Ultimately, when we move in these directions and focus in this way of being, we will be satisfied. We will be fulfilled. That's what it means by your salvation. Your fulfillment is guaranteed. When that small self that believed it had to push and drive to get anything done and to be okay in an unsafe world is safe and knows and allows it to be a gentle unfolding. That new thought allowed and embraced. So that opens up a whole new possibility. And that possibility is, can we imagine a culture, a world, in which this is what's normal? Can we envision, and we have to if we're going to experience, we have to envision it. Can we envision a community in which everyone is being gentle with everyone? Themselves and everyone around them. Can we imagine a culture in which people are acknowledged for who they can be when they are feeling safe and loved and secure? And that's how we operate with each other. Can we live, can we imagine, can we see for ourselves a world in which we are embracing each other's diverse approaches without judgment, without criticizing, and seeing, wow, you're part of me I haven't recognized before. Look at that. Isn't that cool? I didn't know that was in me. Thank you for showing me. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Wow. You know, we're all going to have ups and downs. That's the nature of life. Life is, I like to say, a sine wave. Now, if we looked at that three-dimensionally, it would be like this. And it would be a big, big, way out there spiral when we start. And then it comes in closer and closer and closer to our core self. to who we truly are, to this essence that we call spirit, this beingness that is love, that is wisdom, that is beauty, that is truth. And sometimes when we're on the downside of that curve, it doesn't feel like it. And then we have been trained to put on our cowboy boots or whatever it is, pull up with suspenders, whatever, get out and make it happen, right? No. No. We know that gentleness is part of being alive. It is what allows infants to come into adulthood. I mean, if we weren't gentle with infants, they wouldn't survive, right? There are many times we wanted to throw them away. Right? We need to be gentle with everyone as we are. That other Karen Drucker song, I Will Be Gentle With Myself? Yes. So we want to recognize that these complex, courageous feelings that need to be our norm of gentling ourselves and everyone around us are innate in us, and we can simply allow them, and we can see in everyone out there that they may be on the upside or on the downside. And if they're on the downside, they may not be remembering the truth, and that's okay, because that's what happens when I'm on the downside of my curve, right? My goal is to have most of them up here, not to have any down here, right? I'm going to have ups and downs. My goal is that they're mostly in that realm of love, gentle, joy, right? But sometimes they aren't. Sometimes they aren't. Can I be gentle with myself then? Even though all my training says, make it happen. Well, I learned the hard way. I have to be gentle with myself. Otherwise, the body gives out. And we can't afford that. We're not here to live in a given out body. We're here to experience fully the potential of life. So I learned the three E's. I learned to be gentle with that part of me that is going, so, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So, again, I went online and I found a really wonderful website. If you haven't found it, aestheticsofjoy.com. And she has a list of things we can do. So, I'm going to give you some actual things to do today. And the first one she says is forgive your past mistakes. As if that were easy, right? We have all done something that we thought was not okay or someone else told us was not okay. Yeah, you can't be human without having had that experience. Yeah, well, if I hang on to that, how can I move away from it? I need to release it and be done with it and say, okay, I learned something from that, and now I can move on. The second one is talk lovingly to your inner child. Yeah. And then she says, say no to something that allows you to say yes to you. So someone comes along, and I just had this happen the other day. One of my students needed some support. She was moving into a town where another of my students lived. I call up the other student and I said, she's moving into town. She doesn't have a car. If you could give her a hand, that would be great. And she went into her automatic yes. And 10 minutes later, she called me and she said, I have to say no. I went, good for you. Good for you. Because it allows her to have more time to be in her loving space. Yes? And then there's one that I really have found to be very helpful. Build margins of time and space. Now, I am currently working with four churches. I have two LLCs I help manage, and I'm part of a nonprofit corporation. And I live in three cities. And I love it. Mostly because of these margins. I have these beautiful drives, and I always give myself at least an extra hour, right? All over the state of Oregon. I have these marvelous times with folks like you, and I get here early and I leave late, and I give myself half an hour before and after just being. These margins make a huge difference. When I had to go, you know, overlapping meetings, this is not okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. So related to that is to move at our natural pace. Overlapping meetings is not our natural pace, right? Scheduling, over-scheduling ourselves is another thing we have been trained to do. I learned if I schedule 3 events in one day, that's it. That allows me to move at my natural pace. She says, add a sweet treat, which is something enjoyable. It doesn't have to be sugar. Something to enjoyable as part of those other things that go on. It might be a break. It might be a promise, when I get this done, I'll do this. It might be listening to some fabulous music while you're doing a chore you wouldn't normally do, listening to a wonderful podcast, whatever it is. Add a sweet treat along the way. Yes, and I'm very, very much encouraged that. Allow yourself to stop when it doesn't feel good. If it is no longer effortless, enjoyable, it's certainly not going to be energizing. Stop. It's no longer time to be doing this. Breathe. Where is my greatest joy now? Ah, yes. And then you move in that direction. Yes. She suggests, and this is really encouraging and really important, to tune into your own inner cues around food. Try your best not to lay the discipline of eating only these foods at these times. Your body weight may do some weird things for a while until it establishes its homeostatic norm, and that is just fine. Be gentle with yourself. Truly enjoy. Allow yourself to enjoy what you enjoy. Don't just go through the motions pretending to enjoy something you don't enjoy. And do fully engage in what you do enjoy instead of going, oh, this is really wonderful, but I can't show how much I like it. How many times have we had to do that, right? No, I really like this. I really enjoy being here, in case you hadn't figured that out. And then hang out with someone. She says hang out with a hedonist. Hang out with someone who chooses what really pleases them, right? You hang out with people who are like that. And this is one of the things I love about my daughter, the one who wrote Butterfly Soup. She chooses what pleases her. We had tea at Emperor Giorgio's yesterday, which is a Star Trek-themed British tea room serving vegan food. Is that cool? It's up on North Denver over there. Yeah, yeah. Hang out with someone who chooses what really pleases them. I mean, really. Right? And then I think this is my favorite one on her list. It isn't at the end, but I put it at the end. Wear comfortable shoes. Amen. Yes. We know from so many scientific experiments, ranging from Masaru Emoto's work with water all the way through to the quantum work, that our state of consciousness is what is bringing forth the world we are experiencing. And I encourage you to enjoy it gently. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.